Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The only man in history to win a race in a hot dog costume and break the news that Chris Jones is back with the Chiefs.
I'll get on that, coach.
Yeah, all right.
Here's Nate Taylor from The Athletic.
It always makes you want to play Tony Hawk Pro Skater. I don't know why. Maybe I do know why. I'll tell you a little bit later. But we are here with Nate Taylor now, presented by Mark Ferguson. We all make mistakes. Let Mark and his legal team make the best of them. 816-221-1750. Nate Taylor, how you feeling, buddy? Matt gave us some upsetting news. Are you doing okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. It's not great when you go through, some level of sickness. But I'm here, man. I'm doing all right.
Okay. Good thing you got it this week and not next week.
Do you
right?
know what it was that gave you the FP?
No.
Because usually you know immediately what it is. You're like, I will never eat that again. Yeah. Right?
No, it involves cheese.
And of course it does. Because I got it from pizza years ago. It was awful, man. It was awful.
Yeah. What are you going to do? So, just stay hydrated and, we move forward, but I still plan on eating everything under the sun in New Orleans next week.
Yeah, you'll be fine later on.
Yeah,
today.
Right now you're just eating chicken noodle soup, saltine crackers, Sprite, and Gatorade.
I did have soup.
Told you.
Yeah. It's recipe for life. Our mothers did as well. But let's talk about New Orleans, Nate. Philadelphia, Kansas City, the rematch. What say you about this time around as opposed to last time around?
The biggest difference is Saquon Barkley, it's been a joy just to watch him this season on like a competent football team who has a good offensive line, an actual quarterback who's a threat. And I think the other thing too that you have to remember that's different is now because we're going to hear again about a really good defense and their defensive line and their pass rush. It still boggles my mind that the Chiefs have reached the Super Bowl with Joe Tooney at left tackle. So there'll be a lot of matchups we could talk about, but those are the two biggest differences is that, I never, no one could have ever thought, I know listening to you guys earlier, no one could have thought that Joe Tooney at left tackle was going to be the pendulum swing between going back to the Super Bowl or not. Everything else is somewhat similar to 2 years ago, but it's actually good that both of these teams have that experience because it should better inform them on how to perform, you know, two Sundays from now.
Yeah, and I think the Joe Tooney thing is probably, you know, it gets talked about, but my goodness, I mean, I don't know that we've seen a player switch positions and everything seamlessly. Like, you, if you were watching the Chiefs for the first time, you never would have known that Joe Tooney was a guard 5 days ago, you know?
Right, exactly. And the thing that you just have to remember is, like, I've tried to talk to a number of people and just ask them, like, hey, like, is there something similar? Do we have, like, a case study of this? And the answer in the modern era is kind of no. You know, you don't really put guards at tackle. Mm-hmm. Or it is something where, like, you understand immediately how disastrous it is just because this person is playing out of position. You know, the greatest example is the Super Bowl in 2020, when the Chiefs, you know, had to reconfigure their entire offensive line because they just had injuries after injuries after injuries. So this is not the same thing. But look, when they put Mike Remmers out at left tackle, and he's a right tackle, and it didn't go well, right? Like, he still played the tackle position. It just didn't go well because he didn't get a stretch in December to get smoothed into this. But I mean, he had the highest grade, like, on PFF, which, again, is just, like, mind-boggling that Joe Tooney, out of position, was still one of the better pass protectors in all of football last week.
In this game 2 years ago, Nick Bolton was a key factor. You got to think somewhat of that is going to be the same in this game because of what is Saquon Barkley and what is Dallas Goedert, two big targets in the middle of that field. Nick Bolton, contract year, big time to shine. Should be a good game, should be a big impact from him as well, I would think. What would you think about that?
Yeah, there's going to be moments where Nick Bolton gives up plays, and that's just about everybody who plays in the middle of the field in the NFL. You know, for people who are wondering, like, if you can attack the middle of the field consistently, that helps your offense easy because it's easier for the quarterback to sort of, you know, see what's going on in the field and obviously get the ball instead of having to throw it towards the boundary. The best part is that, you know, Nick Bolton gave up, I think, a couple receptions in the first half against the Bills and then really played very well from about the second half on. He's most known last week for the stop of Josh Allen, which, again, I don't know how he did it with Mike Pinnell and Chris Jones on the defensive line, but he's the one that stonewalls Josh Allen on that fourth and inches play to, you know, change the entire momentum of the game. And then there was one play, I think, I'd have to remember, but, like, there's one play where he actually plays pretty well in coverage. So, yes, you're going to need Nick Bolton. You're going to need Drew Tranquil. You're going to need your best tackling defenders. And that includes, you know, Justin Reed. I know he didn't have his best effort on the fourth and goal play where James Cook did, honestly, some wizard-type athleticism to get in the end zone. But you're going to need Bolton, Drew Tranquil, Justin Reed, in my opinion, to make Saquon earn every bit of yards to where he can't have a breakaway run. That has been really the key difference for Philly's offense is they're pretty good. It's just, hey, man, when that guy gets out there, he's a home run hitter. And the Chiefs really haven't played anybody quite like that. I know for all the success last year, Christian McCaffrey was excellent, but he didn't necessarily have the home run breakaway speed that Saquon has demonstrated this season. That's probably the difference between him and Derrick Henry, him and, you know, McCaffrey, him and whoever they've seen so far throughout their title run, throughout their dynasty. So you better tackle him because once he gets past the second level, he's usually running away from the safeties and the cornerbacks.
You mentioned in the defense, and that brings up Charles Omenihu and the difference that he's made for this team, both as a player and as a guy who's made George Karlaftis better. How does he impact this one?
Yeah. He's actually gotten a lot better in run defense, which is kind of like stunning. You know, he's really not on the team to be, you know, being someone who sets the edge and really plays sound defense, but he's done that. He did that last week against the Buffalo Bills. Now he'll get a chance to actually play in the Super Bowl, you know, following, you know, his ACL injury that he had just a little bit over a year ago. You know, he's getting enough pressure to where now someone's getting home. And again, it's hard to bring down Josh Allen, but Mike Dana has a strip sack. George Karloftis has had an amazing playoff run. He's the one who generates, obviously, the pressure on that fourth and five of Trent McDuffie. I just get the sense that the Chiefs defense has really been at its absolute best form once George Karloftis got to a place where you could get more one-on-ones because you have Charles Omenihu. And so if you're going to stop Saquon Barkley, if you're going to try to contain Jalen Hurts the same way you tried to do Josh Allen, you need as many quality pass rushers. And even though the Chiefs are now back-to-back champions, they've never had this good of pass rushing defensive linemen in the entire run. I know that sounds strange for maybe some people, but when Mike Dana is just having strip sacks because he's your fourth best defensive lineman, they didn't have that 2 years ago, and they didn't have that last year. And so Charles being healthy for this game gives the Chiefs the best chance to try to, you know, disrupt and mitigate some of the rushing attack that the Eagles will present in New Orleans.
Nate, I don't know if we're talking to Nate Taylor, the Athletic, here on Fesco and Dusty. Do you think we'll have a discussion in the next coming days about left tackle again, or can we nip that in the bud and it's Tooney, we don't need to have DJ Humphrey's name involved anymore?
It's a great question, Dusty, because I think like you could really have that conversation if you wanted. Now, it'd be wild for you to make a change on Super Bowl Sunday, but hey, DJ Humphrey will get 2 weeks. He will get more time practicing, of course. He is technically a better left tackle on the average day than Joe Tooney. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a bold gamble for them to stick with Joe Tooney. As I've said before, and I've said to you guys, I think this is somewhat an evolution of Andy Reid, who is more, hey, old school, like loyal to the veteran guys. Hey, we brought him in for a reason. I think the rest of the staff and maybe even Patrick Mahomes got to him and just said, let's just stick with what's worked, even though that's not the original plan. So I don't think it's going to change. But it is at least a discussion to have next week where you're like, hey, he's further away from the hamstring injury at any point during this entire time DJ Humphrey's been with the team. But also, man, Patrick's playing so well right now. And that's because mm-hmm. he's not getting immediate pressure from the blind side, which is what we saw obviously earlier this year. And as I said this before, like, it doesn't prevent you from re-signing DJ Humphreys for next season in the event that, like, you probably still need a gap-like starting player, veteran player, especially if you want to see Kingsley Suamataia at guard, or if you want to not feel like you're pressured to drafting another left tackle in the draft in April. So it's not like this is the last game that DJ Humphrey could ever be in a Chiefs uniform. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad you brought it up because it's like, coach, is he fully healthy? But also, man, it's hard to ask somebody to do this when the last like significant game they played with Patrick Mahomes was like early December. It's mid-February. But I don't think they're going to change it, but they should have some conversation if DJ shows more and more, you know, just overall improvement, better understanding of the playbook, timing, all that stuff in practice, because that's the benefit of the Super Bowl. You get 2 weeks to sort of reinvent your team for that last final game.
Or you just don't, you know, reinvent what's working at this point in time, which is also Kareem Hunt. And that was my worst Chiefs take of the year. Like, I don't think we really need Kareem Hunt. What a difference maker he's been. And man, I've loved watching him run in the playoffs.
He's been honestly like the darling of the season, guys. I couldn't have anticipated that it was going to go this well. The Chiefs could not have anticipated it going this well. But when you see a player who knows, I got one more good run in me, and I'm trying to redeem myself, and I'm trying to do good on a second chance, you get this level of performance that is truly awe-striking. The Chiefs realized that Kareem was healthy enough, motivated enough, and had grown enough for this particular opportunity. And then he just became the best running back of the season with no training camp, no preseason. As Andy has talked before, they literally signed him off the couch, guys. He was working out at, you know, the high school he used to, you know, he was starring in the Cleveland area. And now he's made good from a football standpoint as much as he possibly can. He runs so hard, so determined, because he's squeezing every last bit of greatness he has in him. And it just so happens that he gets to do it with Patrick Mahomes, who he came into the NFL with. It's with Andy Reid, the coach who's known for redemptions, who's known for second, hell, maybe even third chances. And, you know, because of the injury, Pacheco has not truly found his rhythm yet. I think Pacheco played pretty well last week against the Buffalo Bills in limited opportunities. But as of right now, Kareem Hunt's the better running back. And so he gets a chance to play in the Super Bowl when that was, I assure you, he just thought that that was going to be a given in 2018. Man, I'm on one of the greatest offenses ever. This Patrick Mahomes dude is incredible. I led the league in rushing as a rookie. Like, we're going to go to the Super Bowl. And then, of course, we all know what happens. And it's been a long trial. It's been a long journey for him. But I have not seen someone recently be this good when the majority of the league was like, maybe he has another year in him, maybe two. But, like, it's not going to be, like, high level. It's not going to be, like, super-duper productive. He'll just be another guy. He's been more than another guy. He's been, honestly, a massive influence and an inspiration to a lot of those guys in the locker room, because even he acknowledges all the mistakes he made before he got a chance to really redeem himself and make himself whole again as a football player, let alone as a human being. It's been one of the bigger stories of the season that no one saw coming.
Last one real quick, Nate. What's one thing I have to get in New Orleans food-wise?
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Gator.
Okay.
Gator. Just get more Gator. Everybody knows about shrimp po' boys. Everybody knows about beignets. It's excellent. I love Red Snapper. It's incredible. Gumbo, of course. Get you some alligator.
I'm going to come back looking like Carson Steele.
Alligator is really good. It does, I hate to say this, Nate, but it does kind of taste like chicken. It's, you know, you eat it, you're like, yeah. All right, I can definitely see that, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Now, you get a little weird once you get to rabbit.
Okay. I don't mind rabbit. I had rabbit one time.
Yeah, I was like, I'm good. I don't think I'll ever need rabbit again. But gator, love gator.
Yeah, gator is great. Gator soup is really good, too. I wish we had more time. I'd take you guys on a guy, take you to Houma, Louisiana, introduce you to a guy named Ron Guidry, not the pitcher, but guy gives gator tours in the bayou of Houma, Louisiana.
Mm. Oh,
maybe we just skip out on the show one day and go take a boat ride and see the gators.
Yes. Oh,
probably do the
sounds
show.
Incredible.
All right, Nate, we'll take care. Get to feeling better. We'll see you in New Orleans.
Thank you, fellas. I appreciate it.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.